Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Chris, let's start off with the currency markets focused on the US dollar. The dollar is continuing this bounce that, in all fairness, it has really been in since, let's call it a low really at the beginning of the year at 89.17. The dollar right now testing out one of its recent highs in early March of 92.53, currently trading about 92.30. Either way, the dollar is putting in what looks like maybe a U-shaped bottom here after that washout at the tail end of last year. Chris, what do you think? Does the dollar's chart looks like it's ready for another leg higher?
I do. I think the dollar could have a real pop here. I think it's on the verge of going from around 92 right now all the way up to roughly 94, maybe 93. So there's a pretty good upside move here, and I think that could put some pressure on commodities or continue to keep pressure on commodities. I think people are kind of looking at the U.S. It's gonna big recoveries, you know, in the works, and people are kind of piling in to the U.S. dollar, and that's going to just really put some pressure on commodities, which I think a lot of different things are going to happen over this year. We're going to see money flowing from one thing to another, and I think right now we're going to see this dollar kind of squeeze up. I think it's going to create a washout low in metals. It's going to be a great opportunity, depending on what side of the market you're at. And right now, the dollar is kind of driving a good chunk of what's going on with commodities. And until it tops out and starts to reverse to the downside, I think we're going to see commodities, precious metals, be under pressure. And I think that could last a month. It could last several months going forward. So this is something that I think is going to affect commodities going into, like, you know, right through spring. But come this summer, I think there'll be a big reversal. I think the dollar isn't going to rocket higher. It's just going to keep this steady pressure as it slowly grinds its way up to that 94, 95 area.
Yeah, and when it does slowly grind the way higher, then it does add pressure to the underlying commodities. Is there anything bigger going on here with the dollar here, Chris? Do you think that the U.S. is doing better? Is it a barometer of anything economic, or is this simply just a bounce from levels where the dollar was, in a way, washed out?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I think, you know, I was reading a report, I think it was yesterday morning. I mean, there's still lockdowns and all kinds of really gnarly things going on in different countries with COVID. I mean, it's still wreaking havoc in a lot of places. And when there's global fear, we tend to see the U.S. dollar rise. People tend to liquidate positions, which is why we might have seen some weakness in the stock market. And when they liquidate, they typically want to move to a currency that's showing strong signs of growth or holding its value. And when you look over at, like, the weekly chart of the euro or the yen or you know, the franc, I mean, they're breaking down, and those other currencies are losing value, and they've actually reversed direction to the downside. So obviously you want to move your money to the currency that's holding up and going up, and that's the dollar. It's been trending up all year, and it's just about to break out of this little bull flag and could run another 2-4% to the upside. So it's kind of the logical choice for an international investor to want to move to their cash to that currency. And I think that's why one of the reasons the dollar is starting to move up here is other currencies are dropping fast and you don't want to hold them.
All right, let's talk about some of the other commodities then. Let's move into oil, because oil, in all fairness, has really just been on a tear, moving higher, but we've started to see some weakness now. And even today, oil keeps on dropping. As we're recording this, it's down over 5.5%. Crude down almost $3.50, below $60 a barrel now. What about crude? Crude was running higher in the face of a lot of bearish comments, but in all fairness, it got a lot further than a lot of people expected. What's your outlook for crude?
Yeah, well, you and I have been talking about it for several months. I mean, I was talking about this $33 to $35 range for crude, which was a previous high that we saw in January of 2020, of last year. And it came all the way up. It hit that level. It actually put a massive reversal bar on the daily chart after piercing through that. And since then, it's been moving down. And crude oil right now, it's had such a strong run. There was so many people, I think, piling into the crude oil market because it went negative, and it really got a lot more attention with day traders, and it had a huge move. So crude oil to me has got more exposure. It's more active than it has been in a long time because it was just such a phenomenon, that whole negative scenario. And then it goes from, you know, zero more or less to $40. And then it goes to now, you know, $67. So there's a lot of that momentum of people chasing prices up, buying every pause and pullback. And this is the first real significant pullback that's making a bit of a lower low. It's got some panic happening. People are dumping their positions and it's profit taking. And so generally the first big wave of selling when a big run is over, which I think the big run for crude oil is most likely over, is usually going to get bought back up. There's going to be people in denial. There's going to be people buying the oversold levels. So once this momentum bounces, hopefully off those $57 support level, I think we're going to see another bounce back up somewhere to the 62, 63, maybe back up for a double top. But I do feel like most of the upside really for crude is over. This drop has lost a lot of momentum, and you got to be really aware of that. And it's going to pull definitely heavy on energy stocks. And I think we got one good bounce and rally left in it that could last for a couple of weeks. But after that, it's going to be a no man's land between 65 and 57 is really the big kind of range that it's going to be stuck in. Whichever way it breaks from there, it's going to be either great or it's going to be real ugly. And I could see $45 barrel oil in the future if it does start to break down.
Okay, so it really sounds like maybe after another bounce to potentially test out those highs right around 68, then you see much more risk to the downside.
Definitely, yeah. I think it could be a great opportunity, this bounce, when it loses momentum, could be a great opportunity to the downside. And you'd have limited upside risk because if it breaks above 67.5, the recent high, you could close out that position and move on. You could actually get long it because it would actually be a very strong buy signal because this is a huge bull flag pattern that it's trying to build. So whichever way this big pattern breaks is going to be, it's going to be big. You just want to make sure you're on the right side of it, or, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side and kind of trying to ignore a losing trade because this trade could apply a lot of pain. It's got a lot of power behind it.
Do you think that could carry over to the broad averages then? Could a move down or a quick move down in oil, could that impact the broad averages?
Yeah, it would definitely pull hard on a lot of energy stocks, the Dow. I mean, it would definitely pull certain indexes down a lot more than others. I mean, I remember there was back a time when oil was trading, you know, above 100, 150. You know, when oil went down, it was really good for the stock market. And we used to see the stock market rally because people are like, oh, oil prices and the cost for, you know, consumers to drive and stuff has gone down. And now it's like when oil drops, it's like it just pulls a bunch of stocks down with it. We're in a very different situation now because it's, you know, oil is really cheap still at $65, $57 a barrel is relatively cheap going forward. But I think it would definitely pull the Dow down dramatically, the energy sector stocks, and those are pretty big companies, so they're pretty heavily weighted in the stock market.
Okay, let's move over to the precious metals because, well, precious metals are moving down again today and being led by silver. Silver is down over 50 cents, almost 2.5% as we're recording this. Gold is down about $11. Either way, the precious metals, especially gold, just really can't seem to get a bounce here. And now silver looks like it could be leading to the downside. Is this related to the bounce in the U.S. dollar or anything else in your eyes, Chris?
I think the U.S. dollar is playing a bit of a toll on it. But the reality is the silver chart, the daily chart, I've been talking about it for several weeks, that it's got two bear flags. I mean, price is going down to, I think, 24, potentially 23. That's where silver will be finding major support in that range and should hold. But until then, I mean, this chart is still pointing to another, you know, at this point, we're looking around 7 or 8% drop to the downside from where we are today. Already down 2%. It could go another, you know, 8%. So I'm bearish on metals short term because the dollar's strong. The trends are clearly down in gold, silver, and miners. And until we see that trend change, there's no point in owning something that's going down in value. I just don't see that. No matter how much I like the precious metals sector long term, as a short term trader, you just step back and just let it wash out, and you don't need to ride that roller coaster.
No, fair enough, especially in a market that has been unloved for a number of months, right? You really just want to see some sort of a bottom getting formed. Any idea where a bottom could be for, let's say, gold?
Yeah, let me just take a look at the gold chart here. So gold, it's still in a big downtrend. I think the bottom for gold, based on the patterns here, is still around 1640 is kind of what I'm looking for. So we've got a pretty good drop from where we are right now. 1640 is roughly it's about a 5% drop for gold. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but for gold, a 5% drop is pretty big. So I think that bottom will probably be timed very well with a pullback in miners. It'll be probably that $24, $23 an ounce in silver. I mean, they should all roughly bottom out around the same time. So until I see those levels, or we see them rally and rocket higher and start to make higher highs and higher lows, I'm not really interested in them because right now they're just drifting down in no man's land without a whole lot of short-term insight of where it's going.
Yeah, fair enough. Plus, it's under pressure. Has been under pressure for a while. When you and I were chatting off mic, though, you said that your long-term outlook for the precious metals is still positive. I asked you if that was because of what we hear from a lot of the gold bugs, you know, debt in the system or easy money printing from the Fed. You said it's something different. Give us some insights, please.
Yeah, so I mean, when I look at the gold chart, I don't look at what's going on in the economy and all the printing going on. I mean, we hear about it. Obviously, it should be good for metals, but I don't really look at it because the reality is, it just, to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. There's the best thing to do is follow price. And when you look at the charts, you look at these, you know, for example, the monthly chart, we're in a major new bull market where the chart long term is making higher highs and higher lows. It is having a very controlled pullback, believe it or not. The gold chart, when you look at the monthly chart, it's actually putting in a perfect ABC correction, which is just a three wave correction. It sells off and then it has a bounce and rallies up, and then it sells off and makes a lower low. And so it's doing that right now in an ABC correction in a bull pattern, kind of flag pattern that we're seeing here, to me is one of the strongest patterns you can get. And if we can see gold hit 1600 or 1640, that should be the ultimate kind of washout low in gold. And then I think it's going to reset and we're going to see a 2, 3, or 4 year bull market in gold and silver and miners to the upside. So this is a big pattern. It's going to take a long time to play out. But as a long-term investor, to me, the gold, silver, and miners market is primed and ready to take off. I think it's just, you have to put in the time. I mean, it took us two and a half years to where we are right now. If this is the halfway mark, we see gold and silver wash out here in March or April, then we've got another 2.5 years looking forward of higher prices. So very, really exciting patterns that are unfolding. As a long-term investor, you should be super excited and not worry about this pullback. This is an opportunity to me, if you're a long-term investor, to be picking up on this three-wave correction down near a support level in a major bull market. I mean, this is where you kind of get instant gratification. You can accumulate metals and then hopefully see them rebound and just rocket higher for years to come. And that's why so many people are bullish on metals, is, well, in my opinion, is because the charts are pointing to much higher prices. And you look at all the fear and stuff going on in the world and the printing, I mean, that's just a kind of like icing on the cake. Hopefully that will be one of the reasons why we see gold continue to move up. But the reality is, you know, the charts do what they're going to do. To me, the economic data and the scenario is just kind of noise. And sometimes it goes completely opposite of what you're expecting it to do. So I just ignore economic data and all that stuff. Stick with the price.
Fair enough. Now, Chris, what type of price action would dictate to you that a bottom is in, that that outlook that you have that we could be in for another multi-year run is finally starting to take hold? Because quite frankly, buying on a downtrend, not the best strategy. You need to wait for that turn.
Yeah, so there need to be a few things that happen. Ideally, I'd like to see gold and silver hit those kind of washout lows. We see huge volume. We want to see the volume spike for bullion and miners and everything. That's telling us that there's actual panic and people are dumping shares. So if we can hit those lows, that would be ideal. I'd like to hit it over the next month or two. And then we want to see a really strong kind of rip your face off rally where it's just like a V shape. It crashes straight down and then it rebounds straight back up. And we want to see it break generally two previous highs from the chart. So for example, a previous high would be on the daily chart is around 1750, and that's from about 4 days ago. And that's the first high. You know, we would need to see it break the second high on the daily chart, which is around 1815. So if we can see an impulse move where we price rockets straight up, it blows past 1750, it blows past 1815, then any pause or pullback should be that opportunity to jump in and catch that new trend higher. And you really need to break two previous highs really to shift the momentum. A lot of times we see people, you know, get shaken out or they jump into a trade when you break one previous high on the chart. I found you need to break more or less two or more. The more you break, the better on that impulse wave. So we've got a long ways to go. Obviously, that's a huge range. If we go from 1640 to 1850, that is a huge range. People will be like, well, that's a huge, you're missing out on half the move. Well, if you look at the long-term pattern, you know, the monthly chart, that'll just be one green bar. You're still getting in near the lows, but the price is reversed to the upside. And you've got probably like thousands of dollars in gains to the upside. Don't worry about a couple hundred during, you know, a time when the market's trying to find a bottom. So that's kind of how I look at it. Obviously, I want moving averages to be sloping and starting to turn up and price to be above all of those, which they would be at that point.
Yeah, fair enough. I know, but some of those trying to buy, trying to pick a bottom, trying to get in too early, then it can unfortunately be kind of dead money and you can actually lose money. So yeah, I'm with you, Chris. And more wait for a turn and make sure that turn is there and then ride it for a longer term sense rather than watching your account go down day after day sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Chris, great chatting with you, buddy. I'll post a link to the Technical Traders website and we will chat again in another couple weeks. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Talk to you soon.